Track 2, Counselor Credibility. On the last track, we discussed Collins' 5 psychological sets of culturally different clients. These 5 sets were the problem-solving set, the consistency set, the identification set, the economic set, and the authority set. On this track, we will discuss counselor credibility for culturally different clients. As you are well aware, credibility, which elicits the problem-solving, consistency, and identification sets in clients discussed on the previous track, can be identified as the constellation of characteristics that make certain individuals appear worthy of belief, capable, entitled to confidence, and reliable. I have found that there are 3 components of credibility. These 3 components of credibility are expertise, trustworthiness, and belief similarity. When Akeme, age 32, an Asian American, came to me, because she was having difficulties coping with her emotions, I knew I would need to handle her case differently than I would the case of a white client. Akeme stated, "It's hard for me to talk about these issues. My parents and friends, they wouldn't understand. If they ever found out that I was coming here for help," Akeme trailed off. How would you have responded to Akeme? Instinctively, I wanted to talk Akeme through her feelings and to help her interpret those feelings. However, I knew that Akeme was looking for a tangible solution. As you know, in culturally different clients like Asian Americans, oftentimes playing a relatively inactive role by simply talking through emotions would be perceived as being inexpert. For the first component of credibility, expertise, the fact that counselors have degrees and certificates from prestigious institutions may not enhance their perceived expertise to a culturally different client. As you are well aware, this is especially true of clients who are culturally different and aware that institutional racism exists in training programs. For this reason, ethically, reputation expertise is not likely to impress a culturally different client. Often, culturally different clients like Akeme will only accept expertise if it is demonstrated through your ability to help her. I have found that for this reason, using counseling skills and strategies appropriate to the life skills of the culturally different client is crucial. The second component of credibility, I have found, is trustworthiness. Obviously, perceived trustworthiness encompasses such factors as sincerity, openness, honesty, and perceived lack of motivation for personal gain. Clearly, self-disclosure is dependent on trustworthiness. With culturally different clients, however, trust is not always something that comes with the role of the therapist. Therapists are often perceived by culturally different clients to be social agents who may use information against them. For this reason, ethically, being trustworthy must be demonstrated in behavioral terms. Deshaun, age 27, African-American, was referred to me for counseling after he became violent at a basketball game and punched a player on the opposing team in the face. When his white coach, Dave, tried to calm him down, Deshaun threatened to punch the coach, too. In counseling, however, Deshaun was not open to talking with me at first. I stated, "I sense some major hesitations. It seems you're having difficulty discussing your concerns with me." Deshaun replied, "You're damn right. If I really told you how I felt about Dave, what's to prevent you from telling him? You whiters are all the same in my mind." As you can see, Deshaun was testing my trustworthiness. I stated, "Look, it would be a lie for me to say I don't know your coach. He's an acquaintance, but not a personal friend. Even if he was, I hold our discussions in the strictest confidence. Don't put me in a bag with all whites." I then asked Deshaun, "What can I do to make it easier for you to trust me?" Deshaun replied, "Well, you're on your way." As you can see from this scene with Deshaun, clients of a different culture are likely to constantly test therapists regarding issues of confidentiality. Deshaun was testing me by discussing my relationship with his coach. By admitting that I did know his coach, but clarifying that we were only acquaintances, I gained a little trust from Deshaun. However, I had to earn it. As you are well aware, proving trustworthiness is often difficult because it does occasionally demand self-disclosure from the counselor. However, is self-disclosure something you may need to do to prove your trustworthiness to a culturally different client of yours? Finally, in addition to expertise and trustworthiness, the third component of credibility is belief similarity. Obviously, racial similarity can be a key component of successful counseling. Many believe that successful interracial counseling is highly improbable because of the cultural barriers involved. However, Schmettinghoff, suggest that belief similarity may be ethically more important than racial similarity. Well-trained and sensitive counselors of another race may be able to establish effective counseling relationships with their culturally different clients through type of issue, sex of counselor, counselor experience, or counselor style. Literature on how prejudice is acquired indicates that prejudice causes people to assume that other people's beliefs are dissimilar. However, this is obviously not always the case. Racial similarity may be less important in forming counseling rapport than genuine acceptance of your client's beliefs. Do you have a client of a different culture, like Akeme, who is not benefiting from counseling because she does not believe you are an expert and thus does not believe you have credibility? Or is your culturally different client more like Deshaun, who simply does not believe you have credibility because he does not trust you? Or does your culturally different client simply not share the same beliefs as you in addition to not sharing the same race? The APA Code of Ethics states, "Psychologists are aware of and respect cultural, individual, and role differences, including those based on age, gender, gender identity, race, ethnicity, culture, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, disability, language, and socioeconomic status, and consider these factors when working with members of such groups." On this track, we have discussed three components of counselor credibility. These three components of counselor credibility were expertise, trustworthiness, and belief similarity. On the next track, we will discuss methods of counseling a culturally different client who is depressed and angry. Question 2. What are the three components of counselor credibility?